Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
I'm Austin.
Hey guys, have you seen My Little Pony the Movie 2017?
And that's more recent than I expected. Wow.
It is way more recent than I expected.
This is a pretty new movie.
I gotta say, kind of excited.
I have never watched My Little Pony at all.
The old or the new?
Nothing.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, so you're going to be opened up to a world of friendship that is magic.
I know that there's friendship and there's magic. It has saturated into pop culture enough to where I've heard that.
I'm gonna be the intermediary.
One of them's named like Starscream or something, right?
Yeah, Starscream. And then there's Buckeye, and Han Solo. And Red Number 5.
They did actually do a crossover with Transformers in the comics recently.
That's pretty fun.
It is a thing,
so,
kind of.
Like I said, I'm going to be the intermediary. I've seen two
previous
seasons of the new My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
Okay.
Is this the first movie of this like generation of My Little Pony?
Okay. Oh, yeah. We're starting at the beginning.
It is the only movie. Well, the only non-spinoff movie of this generation.
Is this a theater movie?
Yes, I saw it in theaters.
Josh is our resident expert.
Yeah, I've seen all 9 seasons. Gen 4, I've been to 15.
9 seasons?
Yeah, 9 seasons in a movie.
You know what I'm more surprised by than that? Is this is Gen 4. I only thought there were 2 gens. The 80s one, the original Chonky Ponies.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one.
There's been a few.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Josh, why'd you do this? It's coming back to me. It's like, I remember the early 2000s My Little Pony. They tried to revive it, and it was like the Bratz dolls. Oh, no. It's all coming back.
Anything that old.
Oh.
But yeah, I like the scale we've got. You know, we've got the guy that's nothing, the guy that knows sums, then me.
I found it absolutely delightful when I watched it. It has a perfect mix of, like, it kind of came out the same time as, like, the innocent...
You mean the TV show, right?
Yeah, yeah. It came out the same time as, like, the innocent cartoon revival, but still really appealing to adults because it tackles tough subject matter, like the Adventure Times, the Steven Universe. Yeah.
And yeah, it's definitely a show in that vein.
I love Steven Universe.
And you liked Adventure Time, too.
Yeah, not as much as I liked Steven Universe.
Sure, sure. I think Adventure Time was my favorite of the three. Josh is My Little Pony. But it has a lot of the same tones, like very adventurous, very courageous, but also like stand up for what you believe in, protect your friends. Kind of riding on the coattails of Avatar The Last Airbender in a way. Like there's a group of people... I don't know. I think
it's not like Avatar The Last Airbender invented that.
No, but it did revitalize a lot of the things we're seeing here. Like, it's not just, 2001, like, cat dog. Like, just nonsense being thrown at the screen by Disney.
Yeah, it's not nonsense. It's not like a toy commercial.
I'll counter. Same time as, like, cat dog was, like, Hey Arnold. And that wasn't nonsense.
Hey Arnold was a little deeper. I enjoyed Hey Arnold, yeah. But for the most part, I think cartoons were getting more irreverent in that time.
Yeah, I get what you mean for sure. I think I just watched Infinity Train. That show's a trip.
Oh yeah, with a name like Infinity Train, come on. It's big. It's like big metaphysical rail cars that people get sucked into, and each one's a different kind of meta dimension, like small dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I dig it. I've been watching that. Another one. Have you seen Hilda on Netflix?
No, I want to watch Hilda.
Hilda has a good soundtrack and a really fun animation style, but it's like this. It's another that's kind of adventurous, but then some episodes you're like tearing up a little bit. You're like, come on, don't cry, cause the ponies. So I was thinking about this today, and I was just like, thank God, at work, I don't have to come home to another monkey movie. Like, this one's, I have higher hopes for this than any of the Planet of the Apes movies. Maybe not the original. We covered the original 1968 Planet of the Apes. Pretty high concept sci-fi. A lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Good practical effects. This should be about as good as that.
It's a palate cleanser, I would say, to be sure.
Oh, this is definitely the sherbet between courses, isn't it?
Right, because we're about to go to our next new list.
After we have Poppins one more left. MP after yeah. MLP.
Right.
Oh yeah, we got Mary Poppins.
Mary Cloppins. There's a crossover with the My Little Pony universe.
Oh my God, is that the other movie, Josh? That's the other movie Josh is referring to.
No, this is fandom. 100%. This is fanonical, Justin.
Yeah,
it's not canonical.
Yeah, it's fanonical.
So we're gonna have a
something
lot of fun.
We do. The show is people that haven't seen the Justin and Austin have to tell us what they think is going to happen in the movie. So, you know, based off what little you guys know about, or what some of you know, like, what do you think is going to happen in My Little Pony, the movie?
Well, not
much
first,
to go
Justin.
Off of with the title there.
But. Okay. So, it's going to be about a team. I know that.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to be friends.
Bet, right?
Okay.
What do you think they're gonna do?
They're going to have to fight against some foe, either new or recurring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say recurring.
Okay.
They're gonna fight against like a recurring foe from the show. Like a Team Rocket-esque figure. Maybe something has like made them more of a threat this time.
Nice.
And they're going to have to dig deeper into their friendship to find even more magic.
Okay. Austin.
All right. I'm gonna take a bit different stance. Obviously there's a team, but they're gonna go Ivanoo's with Power Rangers. They're gonna create a new villain for this to freshen it up.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is going to split away, and that's going to cause a split among the other ponies. And that's going to be like our second act dip.
Like the Raphael pony.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. 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 I can't wait to see who we like think is the Raphael pony. I know who it is. Josh, you probably know who it is. Like
I haven't seen this movie enough times.
Well, I'm saying probably because you didn't remember who the Ninja Turtles were after we watched the episode.
Yeah, which one's Raphael?
I don't remember. It's been too long.
See, there we go. We'll come back and we'll discuss all the similarities between My Little Pony, MLP, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, TMNT. Because that's what we do. We pit movies against each other here. We make a Venn diagram and we say it's animals that can talk right there in the middle between these two movies.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back on Have You Seen?
A beautiful heart, faithful and strong. Sharing kindness,
it's an easy feat.
And magic makes it all complete. You have mine. Do you know you are my very best friends?
And we're back, just having watched My Little Pony, the movie, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
That is something we did.
Indeed.
We all did it. We all did it as friends.
Right. So, initial thoughts, Justin, Austin?
Well, Justin, let's hear yours, having no experience with the source material.
I mean, it was fine. It was...
Is cohesive?
Yeah, like I could understand what was happening. It was a movie that I could follow with a story and like characters with, I don't know.
Unlike the Digimon,
you're not gonna hurt my feelings,
you
man.
You really like, didn't need to have seen the show.
I was right this time. I'm 1-1.
Yeah, sure. I would say though, probably don't watch this movie unless you're a fan of the show.
Oh,
yeah, that's fair.
Right away, all right. In the first minute, getting Justin's opinions.
Sir, it's a bizarro episode. We're going to do the records now, and then we're going to talk
about just mine.
Stuff gets weird near the end of the list.
No, that's totally fair. Like, I was watching this for the second time. I was trying to look at, like, as objective as possible. Like, does this make sense to someone, like, that isn't informed? Series, and I'm like, yeah, I'm following it, but like, man,
I have a couple questions.
Yeah, sure.
But we'll let Austin give his review first. Like,
okay, what do you think,
thoughts.
Austin? Initial thoughts.
I had fun. I knew who the characters were, the main characters for the most part. It was a fun adventure. We got to go to lots of different locales, in and out real quick, meet lots of new characters, which is fun. I didn't. No, it was a musical. Didn't need that. Didn't realize it was part of the show. I guess I forgot that it was such a big part of the show.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think that's why you like Adventure Time.
Why?
The most. Because there's not as much, like, breaking out into song as this in probably Steven Universe. Because Steven Universe breaks into song pretty often, too, though.
Yeah, they do. This one has original pony songs. I started listening to this one at the beginning, and I was like, oh, okay, I know this song. They license music for it. But then it was like pony lyrics. And I was like, whoa, they didn't only license music. They licensed someone to record an original pony version in the studio.
They got a pony Psy. They got Psy to be a pony version of herself. But
not Psy. Named Psy.
Not named Psy, because that doesn't make sense for a pony name.
Doesn't make sense for a human name either. Psy, yeah, that I was just like, Psy, stay away from all these ponies. Stop it. Psy's been acting weird and problematic in real life. So, like, she went downhill after she got her big pony deal, it seems like.
I always see Psy because I watched Survivor, and she was like a fan of Survivor.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say they put her on an island, and she was like trying to maintain those giant bangs. I can't climb the coconut tree because I can't see out me hair.
She always picked like her favorite and gave them like $10,000 every season finale or something.
Well, okay, so what she did is she made a movie about autism, and. When really problematic because she hired someone who didn't have autism to play the main character, and when she got pushback from the community, she doubled down on it and was really disrespectful. And then, like, this girl that she got to play allegedly, she's been grooming her and like living with her the entire pandemic, kind of took her away from her family.
Wow.
Real weird stuff. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So it's just weird to see her in a pony property. Especially when she's trying to look sad midway through, when one of them gets captured and they're rolling by, and it's like, you can't be very expressive with hair covering your entire face. I'm sorry, it doesn't work as an animation from an animation standpoint.
But you could tell that she was trying to be sad.
No, the music
she was singing
told me,
a sad
and the
song.
Other character told me, and the song told me. Yeah. nothing about the drawing told me. Could have been doing anything.
I know.
Friendship Fest is upon us. What a celebration. What time of year would we hold Friendship Fest if that was a real holiday?
Probably like spring or summer.
Yeah, probably during the summer.
Okay. Yeah. July. Maybe June. She has big plans for it. She's gonna put on like a play, and she goes to the three goddess ponies who live in this tower, and she's like, "I have big plans, but the lighting could be better. Can you do this with the sun and you do this with the moon?"
Which I thought would have been a big deal at the beginning of the movie. Like, it was ridiculous that she was asking this, but I don't think that maybe it was as big a deal. I mean, I know they said no, but
I was like, no, please don't move the sun or the moon for any purpose. That's so scary. The thought of it. And this is when it first breaks out in musical, because our main pony, Twilight.
Yeah, I can turn it around on you guys. What's the
name? Twilight Sparkle?
There you go. Yeah.
Twilight Sparkle is going rogue after. How many seasons had been aired before this came out, Josh?
Can I ask a couple questions?
Yeah, shoot. Yeah.
Okay. Is the Storm King just this movie?
Yes, he is only in this movie.
Boom, okay. Nailed it.
Same with Tempest. Tempest was
Well, yeah.
I figured maybe the Storm King was someone that would show, like a recurring villain, and like Tempest was his new person he was sending out.
Oh, no, both of them are new for this movie.
Okay, now I have some pony-specific questions.
Sure.
The ones with the horns, they have, that's the magic ones, right?
Yeah, they're unicorns, yeah.
Okay, are the ones with the wings called something special?
They're Pegasi, yeah.
Okay.
And the ones without either are earth ponies, and the ones with wings and horns are alicorns. So, you know, Twilight, Luna, Celestia, and Cadence.
Okay, and I got the sense that the new things that we met in this movie hadn't been in there before.
Yeah, that's correct. The Storm King's guards and like Grubber the Hedgehog they're all new guards.
No. I'm talking about the hippogriffs.
Yeah, they are new to this movie. They show up in the seasons after this movie, and they're kind of integrated more, but like, this is the first time we see them, like, in this movie.
Are they basically the only thing that continues from the movie?
Yeah. Tempest is mentioned once in the next season. In the season premiere, like, Twilight gives an off line about how Tempest is over here doing something else, and she won't be this season at all.
No,
and
then she never not again. Sad. And, like, she was the Darth Vader of ponies in this world.
I think they mentioned the Storm King once.
You want to know why I mean, they could have just gotten someone else, but because it was voiced by Emily Blunt.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they can't.
They can't afford to bring her back for a TV show.
Oh, you just replace her with a similar voice.
Right. Yeah, that would be the move.
It's a musical. They bust out in the song, Friendship Celebration. It's not always terrible when they're singing. Just it takes me by surprise because it's few and far between, and then they'll be climbing a mountain and be like, "We have to get to the top," and I'm like, "Oh shit, I forgot."
So there's like just this long breaks where you forget it's a musical.
100%, it was jarring.
At least the ponies didn't just like burst out into Smash Mouth and other 90s ska like in the Digimon movie at random places.
Oh
yeah, all these are like made for this movie.
This has so many points on the Digimon movie. Come on, that's like that's almost bottom of the barrel for me. The big bad blimp baddies show up, and this is when we first meet Tempest. She's leading the charge of the attack the block sort of shadow creatures.
Yeah, I always find it funny whenever they like introduce new people and like their minions and stuff are scary, but then like by the end of the movie they're a joke that do nothing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, you mean like the Storm King?
Yeah.
Oh, he just.
I mean, he was a joke the entire time he was on screen.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's clearly just meant to be joking it up, but like, boy, for a bad, they build up the movie and he just shows up and starts cracking.
I have some powers about the Storm King, and I wish he was more in the show so we could answer him. There's no more info on him. Okay. He's been going throughout like the world gathering power, and now he wants the staff to be powered. You need all four pony princesses. And or else he's going to do terrible things. He already has Tempest. He already has, like, the pirates running errands for him. We don't really see what his power is other than the fact that he's got a bunch of goons.
He can siphon magic, it seems like, right?
That's only with the staff, I think.
That's what they kept saying, is he's going to that he's taking their magic.
Somehow he uses some gas grenades.
Yeah, I don't know what those are.
And he
the crystallization.
Tempest is really good at karate, and she kicks them, even though they're like. You ever seen The Rock, Josh?
You mean like the actor or the movie?
The movie.
No, I haven't seen.
It's a Michael Bay movie with
is The Rock in
Nicolas
it?
Cage and Sean Connery. No, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, sadly. But these remind me of the bioweapon from that. They're like super fragile glass balls full of terrible, terrible, like, poison, toxin, whatever. And she's kicking them all over the place with hooves. That's terrible. You can't aim. You're going to break one on your foot.
You don't have to operate with hooves all the time, though, Austin. She's done it her whole life.
I'm just saying hooves are hard, and these are made of glass. Very likely you're going to kick one and it's going to break if you hit one into someone's like hip and it shatters. But then this gas gets all over them and it's like petrification gas. This is some Dark Souls shit.
Mm-hmm.
Turns into a crystal monster. She does this to the three goddesses who live in the tower. There's like the sun one, the moon one, and Josh?
Cadence is the princess of love.
Okay,
she actually doesn't live there, she lives somewhere else.
She's just there for the party?
She's there for the party, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Twilight Sparkle is the princess of friendship.
Yes.
Is there a lot of princesses?
No, those are the only four.
Okay.
Twilight doesn't become a princess till like season three, so...
She doesn't even have wings when it starts, right?
No, she's a unicorn when the show starts.
Yeah.
She ascends later on.
Wow.
Becomes an alicorn.
All right.
Descends to princessdom?
Yeah.
First alicorn and then princess, or do those happen simultaneously?
They're related, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, is it like you can't be a princess unless you're, what are they called?
Alicorns.
Alicorn?
In pony culture base. Yeah, but there's like other cultures where you can be princess. Like there's other races that there are princesses and they're not alicorns because they're not ponies.
Of course. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of races in this movie, actually. Like a bunch of new ones, like cat people and hedgehogs and
what pirates. About the bird pirates?
Yeah. So there's griffins, but like the bird pirates were like a little different. Like they're not like traditional like griffins.
Okay. I like them.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, they're fun. I kind of wish they did more.
Yeah. The bad guys descend and Twilight Sparkle gets away with her friends and they wind up in Graboid territory.
Yeah.
They're out in the desert and I was like, "Oh no, is like 90% of this movie just ponies in the desert?" Thankfully it wasn't. They make their way to like a scary market town city. And people are leaning over talking to Twilight Sparkle and the ponies, and they're like, "How much for your horn, little pony?" Just like real creepy. And I was like, "This, you walked here. This, you could see this from the top of the tower. Like, this can't be that far away, right? You have to know where this place is and the fact that it exists."
I think it's implied that it's pretty far away.
Oh, okay.
Like, tired they are, the desert. But yeah.
How did they walk there? Am I mistaken?
Yeah, they walked there.
Okay.
Twilight might have teleported them part of the way, but we don't see that.
It seems like some of the times they can fly, all of them, using magic.
Yeah, I mean, Twilight and Rainbow Dash can fly because they have wings.
Does the yellow one have wings too?
Yeah, no. Fluttershy's Yeah, Fluttershy is Pegasus.
No, one with the cowboy hat does not, though.
No, that's orange.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jack and Pinkie Pie are Earth ponies, so they can't fly.
But, and they don't have magic.
Fluttershy just doesn't fly much because she gets scared all the time, and they're just constantly thrown into scary situations. So
okay, that explains it. Because some of the times when they were falling, I thought I saw wings on her, but she wasn't using them.
Yeah, she just doesn't use them that much. Yeah.
Gotcha. They get to the city. This is where they meet the cat person. And you said this is a new addition?
Yeah, Capper is like some weird cat race that is only in this movie also.
Interesting.
Hey Diggs is his one is his voice actor.
Yep.
You weren't kidding. They got some
They got some big names for this
one. Big names for this movie.
Imagine approaching some of these people and be like, you want to be in a pony movie? All you have to do is voice act. That's such a better gig than Cats from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, because it's not their faces like superimposed on anthropomorphic pony bodies. Ooh. It'd be like imagine like the what's the I know that there's a version of this where these creepos got them to animate them with like human bodies. What is that called?
Like a reverse centaur or something? What are you talking about?
Oh, like Anthro or whatever?
Yeah, wasn't that a show? Or like a spinoff of the My Little Pony thing that's going on?
Yeah, there's a Equestria Girls spinoff where they're all humans.
That's what I meant.
It's quite extensive.
Where all humans, yeah. Hmm.
And it's canon, you said?
Basically, like in all the Equestria Girls movies, they kind of go back and forth between dimensions a bit, but like they never directly talk about the show. There's a couple of like nods and allusions to. They never blatantly like talk about any of the characters from Equestria Girls or anything in the main show.
Okay, interesting.
So it's like basically canon.
It's a big world we're exploring here.
Like a billion-dollar franchise.
Yeah, it's got
I believe it.
Conventions and 9 seasons of the main show and comic books and like all kinds of stuff.
Oh, this whole thing felt like a D&D adventure, because it's a party of people. They're going to from locale to locale. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they're just like, "How do we solve this puzzle? I don't know. Let's have the pirates shoot us in their cannon at it and see if it works," and it does. But this part right here where Darth Pony gets a potion of phone call. That was pretty fun.
Storm King calls her, yeah.
Yeah, there's like a potion bottle ringing and they pour it into the bowl and it comes up and it's the Storm King and he's like, I don't even know which way to face in these things. At first I thought it was Jason Alexander, George Costanza from Seinfeld, and then I was just like, oh god. But it's not.
That'd be funny.
They get out of the desert pretty quickly. The cat sets them up after inviting them to his place. He's putting on some like sexy jazz too. I don't know if he's just trying to keep them calm until like he's selling them out is what he's doing. He's pulling a Lando on them.
For sure. Yeah. He's definitely Lando in this movie.
But he's got like his cool tree house. He's got a record player going, and this is when he kind of starts regretting selling them out because they're acting really nice. The purple-haired one like fixes his coat up and puts some nice buttons on it, and he's like, "Well, what do I owe you? What's her name, Josh?"
Rarity.
Rarity, yeah.
That's like. Because some of them, their names are like Fizzlebop, Berry Twist, and Applejack. But hers is Rarity.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The names are kind of all over the place. I mean, there's like slight namings. So if you know, you have a one word name or a two word name, like that's it, pretty much. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of great. Obviously, you know, Tempest's real name, Fizzlepop Berry Twist, was supposed like the dumbest, stupidest, like sounding name on purpose.
So much sillier than Pinkie Pie, or
Well, that's why. Well, Rainbow Dash, come on, that makes sense. Pinkie Pie, that's why she loves it, is it's so much more absurd than hers. And she's like the absurdest one.
Yeah. No, I got that.
Where's this little gray dude getting cake all the time? Like every scene, he's walking out of a building with a huge slice of cake.
You're talking about this, like, her little first mate dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First mate Mullet, is that his name?
Evil Spike is what I'm going to call him.
Yeah, Evil Spike.
Spike That's being fair. The tiny purple dragon.
Okay.
That is Who on is, the good side.
Who's Code Red? I'm looking at
That's
the
a Mountain Dew flavor from the 90s.
Yeah, it's also a list of
Commonly
a name.
Commonly confused like, with MLP characters.
There is a... I'm looking at the cast list, and it's third build. There's Queen Navo, Applejack Rainbow Dash, same voice actress, and then Code Red. Who's Code Red?
I think you're seeing some
Adam
sort of...
Adam Bengis as Code Red. This character, it looks like he's a background pony.
Oh, it must be in order of appearance, Justin.
Oh, yeah.
He must have been some back... That sound line.
Like, you know, when The Simpsons starts and it pans through the entire city.
Well, that can't be right because Tempest didn't show up before all of the other ponies did.
I don't know.
Here is Code Red, though. We'll post in the chat.
All right. Learning a lot of pony lore tonight.
Oh, my lord. He's got a must. He's got like a.
Oh, the
like
buff one, right?
No,
he's got,
the buff one.
He's got like a beard and he's got Christmas lights on his, like,
yeah, that's the one with the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
He's like the bad boy who hangs Christmas
lights.
He's
a bad boy pony.
Yeah, there has to be one, right? The heartthrob bad boy pony, but his thing is
he's
got to
at least have a leather jacket if he's the bad boy pony.
It's summer. That's for winter. You think they're wearing real leather? Like, are there cow people, Josh?
There's yak people.
Uh-oh.
Applejack has cows people? On farm that aren't sent, and I think they say one in once, but yeah.
Wait. Are there horses that aren't sentient?
There are dogs that aren't sentient. I can't think of a horse that's not sentient in the show, though.
Okay, so we don't have like a goofy Pluto situation going on here.
Oh no, they have pets. Like, they all have non-sentient pets.
Well, I just mean they don't have horses.
Pluto and wow.
Goofy.
I mean, Mickey's Pluto, right?
Yeah, but he's a dog. And so is Goofy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That would be like if one of the horse, like if there was
we don't have a situation where like any the sentient races of a non-sentient cat that I can think of.
Okay. Like if those pirates had a pet parakeet on their shoulder.
That'd be pretty good. Speaking of them, that's where they go after the cat. Sells them out. They make their way to this pirate ship. They are stowaways. It's not a pirate ship at first. It's like a trade vessel for the Empire. A lot of Star Wars in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoever wrote this really liked Star Wars.
A lot of D&D. A lot of Star Wars.
I thought it was kind of funny. Especially in this moment, it really just seemed like the pony group was leaving everybody to just like, well, bye.
We gotta go find those hippos.
We gotta go find those hippos. And then like I was like expecting, they were expecting that Tempest would just go after them and leave the ship, but no, she just blows it up.
Oh, the pirate ship after the...
Yeah.
After they convinced them with a song to be awesome, I did like the pirates. They were a fun part of this movie. Real good pirate ship when it finally unfolds. I'm glad we got to see Rainbow Dash do her supersonic rainbow boom, whatever.
I kind of wish that the only time that it was used in the movie was it being a mistake kind of wasn't cool.
Showed her hubris.
She should have saved someone with it later on or something.
Sure. That gives them away. They're boarded by Darth Pony, and they drop out of the bottom. And their plan is to make a hot air balloon.
That was that was Rainbow Dash's plant. No, not Rainbow Dash's.
Twilight Sparkle.
Sparkle.
I'm just saying, nothing to do with a hot air balloon is quick. They take off slow. They drift. You sure as hell can't build one while falling from the sky.
Twilight does own a balloon, which is presumed why she thought of it, but she can also teleport, so I don't know. She didn't just teleport them all.
Oh, she has lot of, like, canon powers by this point in the show.
This movie is very bad, like, forgetting that unicorns can do magic. Like, my entire notes list is just screaming at Twilight to use her magic because she has it the entire movie except for the very end. Like, there's so situations that she could, you know, teleported or levitated things or whatever. And they just like, we can't do that. It wouldn't be a movie if she did that.
This fall, even, she casts like Featherfall on the entire party, even Rainbow Dash, and puts them in this basket that's falling through the sky. And she's like, no, I have a plan. And it's like, you could just set everybody down. And okay, they have a hot air balloon, and then they land it at the bottom of the mountain full of steps that they have to climb up to.
Instead of riding it to the top, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Spike got tired.
They climb.
Can he only breathe fire if someone like grabs his tail and holds him like a device?
No, he can
breathe
fire.
Okay. I have a question too. No, because he was on the top of the cake breathing fire at one point.
Yeah, that is true.
There's a lot of cake play in this movie. A cake falls on Twilight Sparkle. They use a cake as a decoy device.
And cupcakes. It seemed like Pinkie Pie fought with cupcakes. I saw her take out one of these useless minions with cupcakes.
That was a genuine laugh that it got. This movie got on me. When she hands over that present and is like, surprise! And then it opens and she's like, double surprise! And just fucking hucks a cupcake at him. That
guy. Really wish that it had just been the scene that it shot, because I really thought that they were like, it made it look like that the cupcake splatter was like this blood splatter.
Yeah, I didn't think they needed to continue with that. I thought it was done after the one cupcake hit, like that would have took him out.
That would have been great.
Yeah. Like some dark Godfather music starts playing over it.
Goes right through him.
Oh,
so she's like an inventor. Is that her?
She's Pinkie Pie. She parties. Yeah. She's the Michelangelo.
Yeah, she parties and yeah.
But she's kind of the Donatello. She does have like a bag of holding, it seems.
Yeah, she has a lot of like party related gadgets and stuff, and
a lot of memes really mention that she is kind of like Deadpool in the fact that she can break the fourth wall.
Yes, yeah, she can. She's like one of only
She's the wild card.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't break the fourth wall that much in this movie, which I was kind of surprised by. I figured they'd do a little more with that, but they didn't.
Yeah, in the show, she'll straight up look at the camera and talk to the audience, Justin.
Mm.
So they get to the top, and it's in ruins. The hippogriffs are nowhere to be found, but there's some water and something like swimming in it. It's a golden light. They jump in the water, and boom, cut to black, drowning, party dies, credits.
Yeah.
This is one part that like I followed, but also I'm just like, what?
So, from what I gathered, the Storm King had been spreading his thunder throughout the land, looking for magic. The hippogriffs saw him coming and were like, we're going to turn into seahorses in this mountain full of water. That's an okay plan. It was pretty, but that's about it, right?
Why did she yeah. Okay, does that device, she has a magic device that lets her turn people into aquatic creatures?
Oh, I bet it does anything you fucking want.
We don't know what the extent of it is, but yeah, we know it turned them from ponies into, like, hippogriffs.
And luckily, back again, because they turned the party into, like, aquatic ponies, and I was like, oof, and she's like, you're here now forever.
Yeah.
But they have a plan. We're gonna sing a song. And, like,
gonna work.
We don't have long, but we can hang out and do one cool thing and be friends for a little while. And Twilight goes against them, and she's like, I'm gonna be the party rogue now, like out of nowhere. Like, she's definitely,
I have a feeling that she's done stuff like this before.
She's 100% the sorceress in the party.
She's been pushed to like some extent. She's done some pretty question stuff, but like this is like one of the big instances. Like, what the fuck are you doing, Twilight? Like,
this,
like, I get
like,
you, girl, but like, damn.
Yeah.
Whenever she was like, "It's all my fault," I'm like, "Yeah,
yeah,
it really is."
This was like Caesar shooting Nova's dad. This was so out of character. She sneaks away. She gets caught. The alarms go off. They almost gained their trust. They were about to help him just for like hanging out and singing and doing a musical and playing with their daughter.
Yeah.
They were friends.
Never underestimate the power of a musical number. That's what this movie teaches. Because
power of friendship.
With a musical number, they got...
No. Sit down and listen.
They got the pirates to like go back to being awesome by singing a song about being awesome, and then they were going to get this person or this whole entire race of people to like, I can't give you this orb of power. I need it to protect all my people. Oh, well, you did a cool song and dance. I guess I can let you borrow it.
Justin, you're not seeing beyond the veil. You're getting glamored just like everybody else. This is a party who has the god of friendship on their party. And
yeah,
they can
she
basically...
wasn't there.
No, but she's imbuing them with the powers. This is after like 5 seasons. So they go from place to place and they're like, we could do anything we want and make friends. So they just decide, let's be a musical troupe. That's the most fun way to do it. It's a good way
to disguise that you're casting a spell.
Yeah.
Doing a song and dance.
Yep, it really is. Cast a spell on the audience. Made a whole bunch of money. They do not convince them because of their treacherous behavior. They get banished from the Hippogriff waters, sent on their way, and Twilight goes up to like cry alone in the mountains in the craggly peaks, and the others are like, I guess we'll just die here by this gray, desolate shore.
Yeah, because we're not blessed with flight and magic.
A couple of them are, but not all of them, yeah. Because they sit there for a long time. But a big grabber machine comes down and picks up Twilight Sparkle. She gets kidnapped by Darth Pony, put in a cage, and this blimp has a big old lava room in it.
Mm-hmm.
Seems unsafe.
It's Tempest Shadow or Thistle Pop Berry Twist. She's got two names, Austin.
Yeah.
Well, one was her evil cover name.
And one was her pony given name.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Darth Vader and Anakin Skywalker.
What? Spoilers. I've seen Star Wars A New Hope, and I've seen Star Wars the first ride, The Phantom Menace, and those are the only
first
two
ride.
The first only two Star Wars I've ever seen. Never made the connection. No. They don't have their party anymore, but luckily the Hippogriff daughter breaks free and is like, well, shit, I'll help you, because even though you tried to steal from your mom,
I'll have your friends.
You're still cool with me. I try to steal from my mom all the time. Come on, let's go. And they go. They get the help of pirates then, too, who don't have a ship, so it's not like it's super easy going. Their ship got blown the fuck up.
Yeah, it did.
This,
but they also got the cat. The cat came back.
Yep. Rogue cat. Darth Pony, she doesn't have a horn anymore. I love this animation sequence when she's like a baby pony and her friends are just walking in the woods. The animation style changes. That's real cute. And she winds up in like a Star Bear's den, and it just fucking swipes her in the face. Breaks her horn, gives her a big scar.
This place seems rather treacherous for how cute it appears on the outside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. These were the days before Equestria was set up, and with its high, safe walls and its towers. I don't know. I don't know much about the ecology of Equestria and how safe it really is. It seems like a super magical, dangerous land for everyone, yeah. And that turned her evil. Like,
that forest is still there, and it's still scary.
That bear is still knocking the horns off little unicorns.
Oh, that bear was in the show. Not that same one necessarily, but yeah, that race of bears was in the show once or twice.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's a callback.
Is it just a type of bear, or are they sentient?
I don't think they're sentient. They're just big, scary star bears. Ursa Major and Ursa Minor.
Okay.
Constellations.
Sure. That's pretty cool. That sends her on a life of crime because her friends no longer can play telekinesis ball with her.
It's not really a life of crime. It's more like she joined the Empire.
A life of war crime. Fine, I'll make it logistic for you in your fucking war crime court, Justin. We conquered those civilizations with the proper paperwork. I took all their magic, but I put it in my own vault.
Yeah.
Wait, I said the quiet part out loud.
There's a character named Bulk Biceps. Sorry.
Is that the buff pony?
Yeah,
I remember him from the show. I don't know. How does Twilight Sparkle get free of this cage at this point?
They cannonball themselves in, I think.
Oh, right. No, they get back to...
Or no, the Storm King, like, knocks her out of the
cage. Knocks her out, was gonna kill her.
They get back to the Pony City where the others have been petrified, and they finally steal all the power and put it in a staff.
Mm-hmm. And then that's whenever he can move the sun and the moon, God. He does it like willy-nilly. I was like, Jesus Christ, this world is just done. It's just over.
Yeah. I was like, if they're watching from outside the city gates, and I was like, if I saw that, it's just like, all right, I'm done. Hands up. There's nothing we can do. That's so scary. But they have another fucking cake scheme. They're riding into town as prisoner ponies, because here we go, another Planet of the Apes kind of similarity. They're all in shackles in the town and being forced into labor, and it's like a prison pony camp.
Yeah, one of them gets put on a cross and crucified.
Up on the edge of town. Oh, yeah, Woody Harrelson's up there. He's riding one, even though it's way too small for him. Come on, ponies. I thought you ponies turned into horses. After he gets all the power in the universe, he becomes a pony god because he can move the sun and the moon. He finally calls thunder and storm.
Also absorb the powers of love.
And friendship.
No, he never got friendship. Well, yeah, I guess he did. She was there.
Yeah. He had to get them all in the same room and get them all at once. Slurp them up. Get all those powers. So, yeah. She is...
Didn't really seem to power him up all that much. No. Like, in the actual fight.
He doesn't really know what to use the staff for. That's what Darth Pony's telling him. She's like, hey, you have grand ultimate power of 10,000 armies. Can you give me my horn back?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, fuck your horn, you stupid pony. I'm a man in a pony world. I don't have to do anything you say. Now I have magic in a crystal. I'm unstoppable. He
And then he's like, oh no, my crystal.
What foils him? What ultimately stops him here?
They take away his crystal.
Yeah, they like knock the staff out of his the can. Well, like, knocks it out of his hand when they all shoot out of the cake cannon.
And then he can't do it. He can't, like, activate the powers. And then he actually dies. He's going to throw, like, a bomb one of his basilisk bombs to turn them into stones.
That's,
and
okay, that's what I was getting at.
He throws that, but that's after he lost the staff.
Right.
And this is like a last-ditch effort, like, I'm going to take you down anyway kind of thing. And then
petrification gas.
Tempest sacrificed herself and also got him caught in the blast as they fell.
Oh, and he shatters.
And he shattered and dies.
Like evil T-1000 from Terminator 2. He just explodes and it shows it, and I love that. That was pretty brave of him.
Bad guys in this show die or get sentenced to pretty horrible like fates.
Oh, that's refreshing. There's some dad in the theater while this is getting like screened, and he just stands up and is like, "Yeah, got him," and sits back down real embarrassed. But that's the power of love. Like, everybody comes back to life. All the crystal people, and they're like, "Hey, you're the heroes." The end.
It's a cool credit sequence.
It's a really good credit sequence. It's another unique animation style.
They find out that Tempest's real name is Fizzlebop Berry Twist.
Yup.
And that's like the last joke, really, right?
Yeah, Sia does a song. That's the song.
Oh, yeah, and they're all in the crowd at the end listening. Okay. And the bird people are there, the pirates. So I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
What would your cutie mark be?
What's the cutie mark?
It's the mark on their butts that signifies what they're good at.
Or what their passion is.
What their calling is, yeah.
So is it something that like magically appears, or they get branded?
It magically appears.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like when they basically
discover
puberty.
Their purpose. Yeah, kind of. There's a subset of characters whose whole thing is figuring out what their cutie marks are.
The cutie mark crusaders?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job.
They're in the movie. They're in there for like 2 seconds.
Were they? I missed them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When they go into town, they're all together in one of the cages. And in the beginning, they're like running around in the background a bit. But yeah, they have no speak lines or anything.
Aww.
Which is a little weird because they're kind of like pretty important side characters. So, but I guess they don't have time for every pony in the
every
movie.
Pony's precious. So Justin, what do you want for a cutie mark?
I don't know.
You want like how about a D20? And you can be like the Dungeon Master pony.
Sure.
There is D&D in the show, actually.
Oh, is there?
That's surprising. It's Ogres and Obelisks, I believe it's called.
That's an episode I want to go and watch. No.
I can recommend you that episode if you want.
All right.
It's all right.
Josh, do you have a cutie mark in mind?
You'd think being involved with the fan... As long as I have, I would have some stupid OC with the cutie mark, but no, I don't.
Okay.
I don't know,
Would your cutie mark be like the My Little Pony logo?
No. No, I'm not that involved. There are people in the fandom way more involved than I was.
Okay, so what would yours be?
I don't know, like a meeple or like a angry face. I don't know.
What's a meeple?
Yeah,
it's
like little tokens in
board game person.
Board game thing.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay,
yeah. That's what they. It's like the generic term for board games.
So in Equestria, you're gonna work at the pony board game, like
sure. Yeah.
All right.
What about you?
So yours is a screen printing by the logic we've just.
I'm thinking a yin yang. If that's not taken.
Oh, weed.
You want what?
Weed.
Oh, you want pot leaf?
just the leaf or just the word weed?
A pot leaf.
Okay. Oh my god, you know there's a million tattoos done of a My Little Pony that has a weed leaf for a cutie mark.
Yeah.
Sure.
I love that. Okay, so you're gonna run the fields, basically, next to Applejack. I'm thinking I'm gonna be the pony that owns maybe a yoga tai chi studio or something in town. Just has pony incense going, a lot of beaded curtains.
I was going to ask what your favorite pony was.
Oh, yeah, we got to get to that. That's
best
that's
pony.
My next,
got a can of an MLP without best pony. In this movie?
No, just the main ponies, probably.
Oh, I can't talk about
it. Well, you got to only one, like, it's got to be in the movie, because then I don't know who the fuck
you're
talking about.
Yeah, just in this movie.
Right. I actually really liked Tempest Shadow. Like, I liked her voice actress, and her villain song was really, really good.
I got scared when a villain came on and had a song.
Open Your Eyes?
It's so rare for a villain to have a good song.
Yeah, like Be Prepared? Come on. Mm. You know what Be Prepared is.
It's Burger King's motto.
No, it's Lion King.
Scar's song.
Scar sings it, Lion King.
You walk into Burger King and they just yell at you, Be Prepared!
Be Prepared!
Yeah, but come on, this isn't a Disney movie. A lot of times when you give the bad guy a song, it's not very good. Remember Goldmember? Like, or anything by Dr. Evil? I know that we're just mentioning Mike Myers' evil villain roles with songs, but come on, it's a tiny niche. So Justin, who's your favorite pony?
I liked what's the name?
Drama's killing us. Our listeners
doesn't have to be a pony.
Wait to hear.
Could be a non-pony.
Could be Spike.
No, it definitely wasn't Spike.
Could be evil Spike. I mean, that's a power to always find cake wherever. I found this, and he pulls out a cupcake when he was like looting their shit.
I would take always being able to find cupcakes. My favorite.
Now
was...
is that vegan? If they're magically created. Like, even if you had a lab analyze it, it's like, oh, yeah, it's heavy buttercream and egg. Like, if it's created using magic, that counts.
Like, just popped into existence?
If you're vegan for, like, cruelty reasons, not if you're vegan for, like, dietary reasons, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a thin line you walk with magic.
Mm-hmm. Did the magic create them or teleport them from somewhere else?
Well, I mean, I'm not a wizard. We'll say it straight up created them.
Okay. Interesting. I don't know. Mine was what was the name of the one that like got that one that was crying? It was like, you seem tense.
Oh, Fluttershy?
Yes.
What color were they?
Yeller.
Yes. Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Okay. She's like the druid. She's real good with animals.
Yeah, she can
empath
talk
and stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
What about you, Austin?
I'm a rarity.
Sure. Yeah, rarity's great.
Yeah, love Rarity. Always have.
She didn't get as many. Like, she. Usually in the show, she has a lot of, like, ad libs and stuff,
mm-hmm.
which we don't see that much. But she had some pretty good lines.
The person who voices Rarity voiced, like, three other people.
Uh huh. Yeah, it's a big production. They're doing a lot of duplicate voice work. Would you recommend, now that we've said our favorite ponies, our cutie marks? Josh, you brought this movie to the table.
Sure.
Saw it in theaters. Big fan of the show. Going back, you rarely watch movies a second time, if not for the show. Would you recommend My Little Pony the movie?
I don't know that I would. Honestly, like, if you're a fan of the show, like, sure, I guess. But because, like, none of it matters, or thing, like, these characters don't show up in the show... And, like, the plot is, you know, it's fine. It's fine. Like, some of the songs are good. Some of the scenes are funny. It's, like, inoffensive, I guess. But, like, it's not great. It's whatever. You know, so I don't even know that I'd recommend it's a fan show. Like, I guess if you have nothing, you sure watch it. But you've got 9 seasons of the show to watch, too. So you could just be watching that instead. Or reading comics or watching Equestria Girls. Or whatever, so, you know.
It kind of sounds like they dumbed it down for the movie. They took away a lot of powers. They,
I mean, they had a lot of characters to focus on, you know. They kind of just meet people, and then they're gone. Like, oh, here's the pirates, and they're gone. And, oh, here's Tempest, and she's gone. And, oh, it's the Storm King, now he's dead.
So would it make a better movie to take them out of their original location and have this be like a tropical island getaway? Oh no, they crashed in the jungle or whatever, and now
just like focus on one group, like just have the whole movie about them trying and the hippogriffs, and like when they get, or you know, there's a lot more with the hippogriffs, maybe.
Sure.
Or something. I don't know. They don't stay on any, just like it's just go, go, go. You know, here's this cool trading town and it's gone. Here's this cool ship, now it got blown up. You know, here's the cool hipper world, and it gets one song and it's gone. So, you know, they gotta, you know, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed to hear that, like, Tempest doesn't become, like, a regular in the show.
Yep.
It seems like that's what the movie was setting up.
A lot of people were really disappointed that, some still are. Yeah, I don't know what their decision. I think it was because they had another couple of like reformed bad characters that they were trying to like do with, so like having her would have been too much, I guess. But still, yeah, it seems like a missed opportunity. Just get a different voice actress, you know.
Yeah.
The one they had for the
movie. Or if you already have too many reformed bad guy characters, like why did that need to be in this movie?
I mean, that's kind of the theme of the show, right? Is like friendship. Like nobody's beyond redemption.
Okay.
Except if they are, then you blow yeah, except the if fuck they are.
Up. Like in
these
season
ponies know
nine,
how to draw a line in the sand.
In season 9, there's like a filly pony that's like one of the bad guys. She's like 10, or and she gets just turned to stone for the rest of her life.
Dang.
It's pretty brutal. Like she doesn't get a backstory, she's just evil for like 2 seasons and does some really horrible shit. They just turn her to stone and like don't
no laugh. Redemption for you. Yeah, you're too no. bad. Boom. Justin, would you recommend this being your first introduction into the pony universe?
I would say if you like the show, yeah, I would say then I would you probably like this movie. I didn't think it was bad. I wouldn't ever probably watch it again by any choice of my own. I could see that, like I know if you have kids, they like to, like, latch on to a movie and watch it over and over and over and over. And that's, like, this what this type of movie is. And you could have worse choices.
Oh, for sure.
Because it looked good, it sounded good, it was fun and bright and colorful.
It has a good animation style, yeah.
I imagine most of these are, but, like, it's not anything that's, like, too out there, I guess. I don't know.
Sure.
It was pretty out there, but I don't know.
All right.
Ultimately, it's a no for me.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be a no for me as well, even though, like I said, it was a fun adventure movie. We've covered adventure movies recently, like The Princess Bride, that are standalone and don't need however many seasons of anything to just get in, enjoy, and get out. We have a fan of the show here who's watched all 9 seasons, Josh, and even he's saying it mostly doesn't matter according to the show. So yeah,
like it's fine, you know. It's,
sure.
It's whatever,
you know? Yep.
Yeah. Pretty much same opinion as you guys. Yeah, definitely.
Much more cohesive than like the Digimon movie. I knew what was going on the whole time, even if I didn't know the characters. It was simple. It was easy to figure out fantasy. And I did enjoy it for that reason. If you want to listen to any of the other episodes we've mentioned tonight, you can find us on podcast.com or the iTunes podcast app. You can find us on fapcheck@gmail.com, YouTube at fapcheck, and fapcheck on Facebook. We have another podcast, Amazeballs, where we cover TV shows. We're probably not going to cover My Little Pony on there. Just because it's not an anthology.
You could
series.
Do the D&D episode.
I kind of do want to do the D&D episode and then do like the D&D episode of Community like we've been talking about, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find a way to fit it in there, possibly. Because, I mean, Justin, you've never seen the show, so maybe we'll show you an episode or two.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a crossover. Justin, you want to tell them about your new podcast?
Yeah, we do... podcast called What About Wrestling, with me and my buddy Nick, where we go over wrestling and
pay-per-view matches, huh?
Talking about mostly the pay-per-view matches. Every once in a while, we'll talk about what's going on in the proper shows. There's like war going on right now between WWE, the powerhouse, and AEW and the other coalitions that are joining together.
Oh.
Because AEW is working with Impact and New Japan quite a lot, which is exciting.
This sounds like a struggle. Almost akin to the pony struggle we had tonight. Like a struggle for kingdom and dominance.
Oh, yeah.
These are kingdoms at stake, right?
And it's ultimately pushing all of them to make better shows, so it's great for the fans.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, hey, if it's not just for drama and entertainment, but it's also for a better purpose, that's awesome.
Showed you that women's match between Thunder Rosa and Dr. Britt Baker.
Sure did.
That was nuts.
That was incredible. Check them out on iTunes podcast app and podcast.com as well. What About Wrestling?
Yeah, it's good fun.
It's good fun. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
Give us that question, Josh.
Oh, hey guys, have you seen